Long Lecture, Skill 8, Communication, Cultural Differences. Listen to part of a lecture in a communication class. Good morning, class. I am sure you have all heard the expression, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. But what exactly does it mean? Throughout my life, I have enjoyed traveling to many countries where I experienced lots of different cultures and people. One thing that I always remembered was that I was a guest and not there to change or break any rules. Globalization brings many benefits, but learning to adapt to and accept different cultures can be challenging. We don't always see eye to eye with someone from a different culture. Misunderstandings are common and can be an obstacle to an otherwise good relationship. At other times, we aren't even aware of any differences. In order to try and get on with everyone, no matter their cultural background, I want to discuss several ways of overcoming some cultural misunderstandings by talking about several differences in cultures. First of all, communication is a key to any culture. What makes communicating challenging is that people communicate in different ways, both within and across cultures. How we use language differs from culture to culture. For example, if we were to say maybe in Canada, it might actually mean no, but if we were in England, it might mean maybe I'll consider it. Other interesting and often misunderstood forms of communication are nonverbal forms of communicating, such as facial expressions, gestures, personal space, sense of time, and even seating arrangements. This leads me to another cultural misunderstanding, conflict. Believe it or not, some cultures see conflict as something positive, while others see it as something to stay away from. In some Western cultures, although conflict is not usually desirable, people are often encouraged to deal directly with conflicts from the outset by meeting face-to-face as a way to work through whatever problems exist. On the other hand, in many Eastern countries, arguing is seen as embarrassing or demeaning and is best worked out quietly by writing your complaints down on paper. Another difference may be as subtle as how we work toward finishing something. Some factors might be access to resources, what we expect to get when the project is finished, different ideas of time, and varied ideas about working in a team versus working independently to finish the task. For some Asian and Hispanic cultures, developing relationships from the outset of the project is more important than the end result of completing the task. Unlike Asian and Hispanic cultures, European Americans tend to focus on the task at hand instead of the relationship. They prefer to let relationships develop as they work on the task. All the groups are still committed to the project and want to finish it, but they just have a different way of going about it. Additionally, depending on the culture, the roles individuals play in decision-making differ a great deal. In some cultures, delegating a task is common. In America, it is very common for the upper managers to assign responsibility for a particular matter to a subordinate. In many Southern European and Latin American countries, it is more common for decision-makers to hold the responsibilities for themselves. Another difference can be seen with group decisions. In America, it only takes a majority, which may only be 51%, to make a decision. In places like Japan, 100% support is desired before a decision is made. Keep in mind that an individual's expectations about their own role in influencing a decision may be affected by their own culture as well. Privacy is another big difference between cultures. In some cultures, it is better to keep your emotions private rather than being frank about your feelings. This is especially important to remember when you are talking with someone or when you are working with people. The last point I want to make concerns the way people find things out, or epistemologies. Epistemologies of doing, or a way of knowing the world through experience and interaction, is not new, but keeping the cultural differences in mind is fairly new. For example, one culture might tend to consider information learned by counting and measuring more valid than knowledge acquired by effective ways of knowing. Meanwhile, another culture could de-emphasize practical experience and place more value on the thinking process. These are just some examples of cultural differences. I hope that by understanding and accepting cultures, we can resolve any cultural misunderstanding. Perhaps the best way to get to know or understand a culture is to get involved and hang out with people from different cultures and to listen with an open mind. Don't forget, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. Which of the following is true about the difference between Western countries and Eastern countries in dealing with conflict? Number 2. In the lecture, the professor mentions one common aspect of the Asian culture and the Hispanic culture compared to the American culture and the European culture. What is the aspect? Number 3. Why does the professor single out Japan in the lecture?